It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Tonight, the coaches will talk with Andy Hsu for Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Bridge City Realty, Grand Central Station, Dakota Bank, and Hands On Health. Now live from the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pizza Ranch. We have Coach Henderson with us tonight, and Coach, big victory last night. McLaughlin, you know, and I was talking to the wrestling coach on the way out the door last night as I was carrying my equipment across the parking lot, and he says, you know, that's a good game to have after you have an absence of playing, you know, competitively for a week or a week and a half or whatever you guys had. Not taking anything away from McLaughlin, because it sounds to me like they have the same week and a half off as well. But you get out there and you get fired up right away and you blitz them basically. And so now you've got that under your belt. You've got today and now tomorrow you're going to go up against Stanley County. So it's got to be a great feeling to know that they went out there with all the confidence they did last night.
Oh, yeah. It was really good to have that kind of competition right away, just to kind of get back into it, get the intensity going again. And the girls did. They did a great job. They came out. They did their job, like we were talking earlier, and took it to them. You know, they didn't let up too much until the third set a little bit. But granted, I was making them do a couple different plays to try some different free ball plays. So, but overall, very impressed with how the girls played. They need to bring that intensity in tomorrow because it'll be a little bit more coming at us tomorrow, not just free balls as much. So we'll have to be ready to defend a little bit more.
One thing Stanley County is going to have to do is they're going to have to defend everybody. I lost count, but I saw your stat sheet this morning and everybody had kills and multiple kills. And so when you think Mariah Gehring is going to be the one to stop and you put the block on her, all of a sudden Charlie's on the other side doing the slide and killing it, you know, cross court. And then you've got, you know, Emma Keller up at the net killing, you know, it's one of those things where you can't really focus in on one person in the front row. You got to defend the net all the way across.
No, that's what we've been working on most of this year, you know, just making sure everybody's consistent, can hit hard and make it harder for us to block or to defend. Like you said, they got to guess or really be disciplined in their block setup to know where they're going and who they're going to block. So, no, we have a lot of firepower. The girls are really good at being more consistent in their shots, not always taking big swings, maybe placing it a little bit here and there. And so that always puts the defense on their toes as well. You know, they've worked so hard, and we just want to keep going.
I made a comment in the broadcast about split-second decisions, and it seemed like Mariah Gehring last night, she made some decisions that, you know, were just so fast because she could have just slammed the ball against the blockers, and yet she saw that they were right there in the net and kind of just tipped it over the top of them and found the blank spot on their side of the court. That's got to be something you look at and you think, wow, I mean, that was a great decision.
Yeah, you know what? The girls have, like I continue to say, they continue to work hard to be a smarter volleyball team and a smarter volleyball player. And so by finding those open shots and realizing that you don't always have to smash the ball to get a kill, any kill, even a bump, you know, sometimes will give you a kill. So we're trying to be smarter, look for the open court, make sure that the block isn't set up fully and just smash it into there. So the girls, Ryan as well, they all have been working really hard at that. We do different drills to make them try to see the open court. So they've really improved on that, all of them.
One of the things I was really impressed with last night is there were very few service errors, and the amount of aces last night was incredible. It just seems like everybody who came to the service stripe for you guys last night was placing the ball exactly where it needed to be. It wasn't that they were overpowering. There was some really hard serves, but there was also, you know, floaters. And I made the comment that when I played baseball, the hardest pitch to hit baseball is a knuckleball. And when that ball doesn't have any spin on it and it's just kind of moving in all directions, it's got to be tough for the defense to return that. And I gave player of the game last night to the Auberly girl because I was so impressed with her at the service stripe. It was like she was cool hand Luke. She didn't care. She was going to hit it. And I was very impressed.
No, you're correct. They all did a good job of placing the ball on that service line, going in there, being aggressive. That's something that we kind of went away from a little bit, and we need to continue to be aggressive on that service line, just because that doesn't allow the other team to run their offense. So we get more free balls back. So, no, they did a great job placing the ball, making those float. I always say, give me a topspin serve any day. I'll pass that. But those float serves, you got to really stay focused, watch the ball come into you, watch it going out. And they move at the last second, and you really got to have a lot of reaction time. Yeah. Sometimes you just don't, and it happens. That's what happened at McLaughlin. You know, they didn't react quite fast enough for some of those serves. But yeah, Raylan did a great job. Some tough serves right close to the net. That's where we want it. We have a drill where we put a something on the antennas, and they got to serve between the net and that rope. And, you know, we worked on that the other day. And so the girls really are going to need to do that, especially tomorrow. And then if we win tomorrow, going into the Sweet 16, we'll definitely have to serve aggressively.
Well, it's another team that you're facing tomorrow that you've seen before. Mm-hmm. Stanley County, and it's not the rivalry that McLaughlin is, but over the years, Stanley County and Mobridge Pollock, or Mobridge, whatever it is, they've gone back and forth. There's been some good years for Stanley County. Stanley County in the last couple of years have been kind of rebuilding, but you faced them this year. Tell me a little bit about Stanley County.
Yeah, we faced them earlier on in the Big Dakota Conference tournament. They're scrappy. You know, they're going to put that ball up, and they have nothing to lose. They're going to want to win. They have one outside hitter, number 7, who can put the ball down a little bit more than some of the other hitters on their team. So we'll really focus in on her and try to stop her right away and kind of play, you know, just it's a mental game as well. So mm-hmm. if we shut her down, she'll start tipping, and we'll be able to have an easier defendable ball. So, yeah, scrappy. They can serve aggressively sometimes. We'll just have to be really focused when they step up to that service line. And then we're going to just try to serve aggressively at them, put some short ones in there, because I did notice that when they played against Eagle Butte, they couldn't really pass the short ball. So we're just going to go out, like I always say, do our job, play our game, and hopefully come down with a win.
Well, and a lot of times somebody's always talking about offense, offense, offense. You've got a couple of girls on your team that are defensive specialists, and mm-hmm. and I was really impressed with Reagan Weisbeck last night. She made some plays that I was thinking, how did she do that? It's amazing. And Gretchen Olson, another one, who made some great diving plays. And I know they're called digs, but it's so cool to see that effort out of, you know, a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, they don't want that ball to hit the floor. That's one of their goals. That's their job, is to defend. And so I always say, just go out there, do the job that you can do, and read the hitter. You know, they've become better at reading the hitter, watching the ball come out of their hands, watching the angle of the hitter's body, and just knowing that, and the speed and the tempo of their approach, things that help you defend easier so you can read that attack so much more. And Reagan has done a great job of improving every year. She was a DS last year. Now she's our libero. So she goes in a little bit more. She can go run in and out without subbing. And so, no, I'm very impressed with our defensive players.
And, you know, every good defense, and I don't care what sport you're talking about, it comes down to communication. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that this team communicates well, and that they all are meshed together very well. I don't think there was one communication breakdown in three sets. They talk to each other very well. They know each other very well. They know when somebody's behind them. They know when somebody's in front of them. It's amazing. And you're talking about some sophomores, some seniors, a couple of juniors. It's really amazing that they all come together like that.
Yeah, that's something we emphasize. Volleyball is a big communication sport, so you need to know what's going on the whole time, and you need to be talking about it. And they do a great job at that. They're always telling their hitters what's open, where to go, if the set's on, off, because if the set's on, the block can go up and get that a little bit better and easier. They just really want it. They have hunger, and they just go out and do it. They're so good at it.
And you guys do some things that when I was in high school, it was called spectacular. The jump serve. We didn't see that when I was in high school. And the short sets. That, to me, is a huge weapon, because you have to time your jump as a blocker. And if it's just a short set and there's somebody in your face right away, you're not going to block that. Where do these girls pick this stuff up?
Well, that's just the game has evolved so much, you know, since when I even played. We had some of that, but nothing like if, like you said, if you jump serve, you were a spectacular athlete.
Yeah.
But off-season training, summer camps, things like that, that has become more known and practiced. So the girls just have picked it up. They practice it. They do a great job. That quick tempo is what we try to do because we want to pull the block sometimes. So the middle going up for quick ones, we call them quick ones. They might pull the block. Even if we don't set them, that middle block has to stay with them. So they're late getting to the outside and the right side hitters. So we always try to create a hole for that. So that quick tempo is what we've been pushing since I've been starting to coach. I really like that tempo. Sometimes we can do it better than other times, but the girls have really tried to work hard. There's a lot of chemistry between the setter and the hitter when you have that. So they've worked very hard on developing that chemistry between each other. And there's a lot of communication. You got to know what's going on. There was one or two plays where we got a little bit because I tried, like I said, I tried to do a couple different free ball plays where we had a little miscommunication here and there. But that happens. They're young girls and they're just doing the best they can.
And so I'm going to put you on the spot for just a second. Is there anything you saw last night that you want to change for tomorrow night's matchup with Stanley County?
Not change much. You know, we stay pretty similar to what we've been playing all year. We might change a little bit in defense here and there, depending on how their one hitter hits. She likes to go line a little bit. So we'll see if she starts beating us with that. We might change our defense up a little bit. But other than that, no, these girls know what to do. They just need to go out and do it.
Somebody explained to me one time that when a volleyball coach changes something up, she usually changes a line. And I didn't understand what that meant. Katie was doing the broadcast. Katie Conal was doing the broadcast with me last night, and she pointed at the floor and said, "Now this line right here, this is a great line." And I can't remember who was up front. I know Mariah Gehring was there. I think the Thompson girl and Emma. I thought, well, okay, is that something that you plan?
Well, you want. It depends on what you're going up against. We don't change that too much. It's a lineup, the row, the hitters, all okay. That stuff, the rotation that we're in. You know, certain rotations we score more on just because maybe the setter and the hitter have a better chemistry. So that's probably what they're talking about, the rotation that you're
okay.
in, the scoring rotation. I don't change it too much just because they get used to playing next to a person.
Right.
College ball, professional ball, you could probably change that a little bit more. But with high school girls, you want to kind of keep it similar so they get used to that person and they know they trust each other that route. So we do have stronger rotations, and that's going to happen. It's just going to be what it is. So so that's probably what they were talking about at that time. And that rotation meaning, you know, you serve in a rotation,
right,
so you have to
right.
rotate in that order. So sometimes when you have those two or three people in that front row, that might be a little bit stronger than the next one person coming in or something like that.
Okay.
That's probably what
All right.
they're talking about.
I see. All right. I understand. One of the things we've talked about all season long is Emma Keller and her ability to set. Katie Chemnitz last night, I was very impressed with the way she was setting. Mm-hmm. And I think Emma kind of likes when Katie's setting because then Emma can kill.
Right.
It's kind of a, you know, feast or famine kind of thing.
Yeah, she's Emma's an aggressive player. And so she wants to be in on that offense a little bit too and actually get, you know, we switched that up last year. She started hitting more. And so she likes that. She likes setting. She likes to be in control, but she loves it when, especially that last kill, was it game point?
Yeah.
They hit that quick behind her head. I think it was right behind her head. We call that an A. She likes to do those. And when you as a hitter get a great set, it's just a good feeling. And so, yeah, they did a great job connecting.
Well, that's – and you can see the joy on their faces when the match point went over. And they know that they are advanced in the regions. They just exude joy. I'm so impressed with this group of girls. Because you really feel from watching it that they love what they're doing. They love being out there.
They do. I mean, they love the sport of volleyball, and they give it, you know, they have to depend on each other in this sport. You can't just be one person out there. You have to have more than, you know, you have to have all six of you. You're all six going to be winning, and you need your bench, of course, as well. But, yeah, these girls, they love the game. They depend on each other, and they really strive on a excitement. I think, you know, they really get up for when you're cheering for them, and they really enjoy that. So, yeah, they're just a good bunch of girls.
One thing that impressed me, you're talking about the excitement of it. Grace Overland, she goes out on the floor, and then you put the libero in, and she just yells and comes screaming off the court and gives everybody a high five. I mean, what a way to start a game.
Yep, we got to have Grace doing that. That when you don't have her, it's a little off.
I loved it. I laughed, and then I thought, that is exactly what you want.
She does it every game.
That's amazing.
And she's excited to play. She's excited for somebody else to play. And, you know, that's what a good team is about.
Yeah.
You know, being excited for each other, not just yourself.
That made my whole night. So we want to tell everybody, be there tomorrow night. It's a 7 o'clock first service.
Yep.
And if you can't make it, we're going to have the coverage. Somehow or another, you'll be able to see the game or hear the game. But, boy, it would be nice to have the bleachers just filled with black and orange tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's show up early, get a good seat, make sure you got a good parking spot, and come and root this about-to-be region champion. Well, second in the region or region – it's so messed up now. A team that's going to advance to the SODAC 16. We'll just call that.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I told you before the show that this will be our last one before Thanksgiving. And so the only way I'm going to have you come back is when you win that state championship, and we're going to come back and talk about that. Okay.
Sounds good. I'll bring all the girls.
That sounds great. I would love that. Thank you so much, Coach Henderson. Again, tomorrow night is the second round of regionals, and it's happening at Mobridge Pollock High School. Make sure that you show up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I've got a little something to talk about the upcoming episodes of Tiger Talk right here on Star 99.
Are you ready to buy a house or business in the Mobridge area? If you are, call Harley, Riley, Carol, or Jackie at Bridge City Real Estate. Check out their website at bridgecityonline.com and their Facebook page too. They are your local realtors and they will be happy to help you. Bridge City Real Estate wants to wish all the area athletes and coaches good luck throughout your season.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands On Health, a supporter of the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, and our certified therapists are here to help you stay in the game. If an injury does knock you out, you can count on our therapists to use the latest research and hands-on treatment to help you recover and get back to the sport that you love. Stay updated on our Hands On Health Facebook page. From our team at Hands On Health to yours, best of luck in your upcoming game.
Let's go, Tigers!
Welcome back to Tiger Talk here at the Pizza Ranch. And just a couple of programming notes that this will be our last one before Thanksgiving, unless the Mobridge Pollock volleyball team goes and wins a state championship. And then Coach Henderson has promised that she is going to bring the whole team in. And we're going to have a big Tiger Talk episode. I want to stop for a second and say thank you to the folks at the Pizza Ranch. They have been so good to me. Lisa and Libby, of course, she's always been on the task. And I've forgotten your name. Phyllis, and Phyllis is here too. She's helped us out tonight. We want to say thank you also to the coaches. We wish that we could have had more time with the Mobridge Poly cross country coach, understanding that her schedule is very busy, and she was invited more than a couple of times, but just couldn't make it. Wednesday nights are kind of important to a coach when you are going at it every single night and working your team, and then Wednesday night you're expected to come. But I do hope in the future that we get more chances to talk cross country in the fall. And again, this will be our wrap up of the fall. Tiger Talk will come back in the winter. We're really excited about having Coach Knudsen and Coach Nas and Coach Hedy come in, talk about basketball and wrestling. I'm also excited about having Lisa Zahn come in and talk about choir, and hopefully that Mr. Gonzalez will come back in and talk about band, and Mrs. Molly English, I hope that she'll come in and talk about one-act play and all that stuff. I think that the Activities Association recognizes all of those as activities, and so will I. And I'm excited about talking to all of them coming up in the future. So that's how I feel about that. We're going to have a variety of different levels of coaches and instructors and so on and so forth come in and talk on Tiger Talk. Want to say a big special thanks to Mary Schreier, who is in the command center and controlling the show. She comes in on Wednesday nights when she could be doing a variety of a lot of things. Instead, she comes in and helps me out with a program that I kind of just pulled out of my hat and said, hey, let's try this. And it's been a big success. So thank you to Mary Schreier. And thank you to the sponsors. Without your generous support, programs like this would not be possible. And so when you get a chance, and you'll hear the sponsors at the beginning and the end of Tiger Talk and the commercials in the middle, when you get a chance, make sure you stop into those businesses and say thank you. If you enjoy Tiger Talk, it's because they are the ones that were, you know, courageous enough to take the advantage of a crazy idea about having a coach's show on Wednesday nights. And I do appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to cut it a little bit short tonight because we don't have a second coach coming in. Want to say thank you to the golf coach, Coach Hedick, for coming in at golf season, Coach Freeze during cross country season, Coach Holmstrom, the football coach and athletic director. And of course, Coach Henderson, who generously come in time after time after time when I know that she's very busy and would like to have her Wednesday nights off as well. And also thank you to Mr. Gonzalez and to the robotics instructor. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk about other things other than just athletics. And I'm excited about Tiger Talk in the future. And again, we will suspend Tiger Talk, take a little hiatus until after Thanksgiving, unless there's a state championship going to be celebrated, and we're going to have the celebration right down here at the Pizza Ranch. So with that in mind, I know we're a little short tonight, but I'm going to turn it back to the station. We've gone over a couple of times, and so I want to make sure we don't go over tonight. For Mary Schreier back at the studio, I'm Andy Hsu. Thanks to Coach Henderson, and good night.
This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Hands On Health, Dakota Bank, Grand Central Station, and Bridge City Realty. If you missed a second of the show, go to drgnews.com/star99 for the entire show. Join us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk at the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge.